Methodist Church and Shiloh United Methodist Church, we would like to welcome you all to this Holy Thursday worship service where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ commemorated and instituted the Lord's Supper or Communion. Our hope and our desire for this evening is that we will experience the grace of God, that we will just experience His glory, that ultimately the Holy Spirit would touch our hearts, move our souls, and impact our life in a way that we've never been touched before. So as we prepare our hearts, if we could bow our heads in our hearts and go before the Lord this evening. Gracious God, we humbly thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you for just the institution of your supper, communion, on this Holy Thursday many, many years ago. Father, it's humbling and it's in a sense of awe where we stand before you right now. And we thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you for the events of Holy Week that we commemorate and remember in our hearts right now. Lord, we commit this service into your care. We pray that you would take it and use it and glorify yourself through it, and that you would just move our hearts closer to you. So, Father, may you find everything done here this evening acceptable and pleasing in your sight, and may you be, above all, worshiped and glorified this day. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Will you join with me in the call to worship? The world was in darkness, and God said, "Let there be light."
With light comes shadows, shadows of fear, shadows of secrecy.
I will take my refuge in the shadow of God's wings.
He will call upon God the Most High.
For God's unfailing love is as wide as the heavens. And now will you pray with me? God of light and darkness, keep us ever mindful of your presence, even in the shadows of our lives. May we look beyond the shadows of the cross to the sunrise, bringing with it the glorious resurrection. Amen.
Lost or set, find their way.
Now the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly way to arrest Jesus and kill him. But not during the feast, they said, or the people may riot. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of a man known as Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages, and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. I tell you the truth, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. He has done great things.
Mark 14, 17 to 25. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely not I." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God."
Hallelujah.
remembrance and remembrance of Jesus and his Last Supper with his disciples, we would like to invite everyone here to meet and partake of the elements of communion, the bread and the cup. And as we meet around the table, may our hearts be drawn toward our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and may we truly remember the sacrifice that he laid down for us. And may we lift up our hearts to him. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and he blessed it. And he said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." God, we are humbled by your mercy and your love. We stand in awe of you, of the sacrifice that you laid down for all of us. Father, we especially thank you for all that you do for us each day. But we most importantly thank you for the bread. We thank you for the cup. And as we meet around your table, we remember the true sacrifice that you laid down your life for each one of us. May you warm our hearts with your truth. May you instill in our hearts with your love. And may you above all be glorified as we meet with you around your table. We thank you, Jesus, and we pray you would bless the bread and bless the cup. And may you bless us as we meet with you. In the most holy name of Jesus our Savior, we pray. Amen. If the ushers would come and bring each row down, we will come down the center aisle and then depart back to your seats around each side.
The Shadow of Slumber, Mark 14, 26 to 42. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. "You will all fall away," Jesus told them, "for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee." Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not." "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch." Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that, if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Yet, Father, Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet, not what I will, but what you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, "are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." Once more he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough. The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer."
Together worldly, all together.
Immediately, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived. And with him there was a crowd with swords and clubs from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. Now the betrayer had given them a sign, saying, "The one I will kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard." So when he came, he went up to him at once and said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they laid hands on him and arrested him, but one of those who stood near drew his sword and struck the slave of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Then Jesus said to them, "Have you come out with swords and clubs to arrest me as though I were a bandit? Day after day I was with you in the temple teaching, and you did not arrest me. But let the scriptures be fulfilled." And all of them deserted him and fled.
Thank you.
the shadow of denial. Mark 14:53-72. They took Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law came together. Peter followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. There he sat with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so that they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and gave this false testimony against him. We heard him say, "I will destroy this man-made temple, and in 3 days will build another, not made by man." Yet even then their testimony did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Are you not going to answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?" But Jesus remained silent and gave no answer. Again the high priest asked him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus. "And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven." The high priest tore his clothes. "Why do we need any more witnesses?" he asked. "You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They all condemned him as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, "Prophesy." And the guards took him and beat him. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by. When she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him. "You also were with that Nazarene, Jesus," she said. But he denied it. "I don't know or understand what you're talking about," he said, and went out into the entryway. And the rooster crowed. When the servant girl saw him there, she said again to those standing around, "This fellow is one of them." Again he denied it. After a little while, those standing near to Peter said, "Surely you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." He began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Immediately, the rooster crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the word Jesus had spoken to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me 3 times." And he broke down and wept.
Oh, 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 slept, the morning sun of righteousness, who rose to claim the throes of death and overturn his rule. Now daughters and the sons of men would pay not their dues again. The debt of blood they owed was rent when the day rolled anew.
As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you?" But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, he used to release a prisoner for them, anyone for whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" And they shouted back, "Crucify him!" Pilate asked them, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him!" So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace. And they called together the whole cohort And they clothed him in a purple cloak. And after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. And they began saluting him. Hail, King of the Jews! And they struck his head with a reed and spat upon him and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And then they led him out to crucify him.
Your only son knows. Set him from your side to walk upon this guilty side and to become the Lamb of God. Your gift of love they crucified. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a frog and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God. But you have brought me to your side to be led by step and run and to be called the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God.
A certain man from Cyrene named Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it, and they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was the third hour when they crucified him. The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself." In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mocked him among themselves. "He saved others," they said, "but he can't even save himself. Let this Christ, this King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe." Those crucified with him also heaped insults on him. At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing near heard this, they said, "Listen, he's calling Elijah." One man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down," he said. With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last. The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and saw how he died, he said, "Surely this man was the Son of God."
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes he causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Oh, sometimes he causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they nailed him in the tomb? Oh, sometimes he causes me to tremble. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when he rose up from the dead? Were you there when he rose up from the dead? Oh, sometimes he causes me to tremble. Were you there when he rose up from the dead?
As we conclude our service here this evening, may we all ponder the great sacrifice that Jesus has given to you and to me. May we all hold dear in our hearts the love that Jesus has cast upon all of us. May we just grasp the essence of the truth of the account of the crucifixion, and may we all remember and hold dear the fact that Sunday is coming. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are humbled and we are thankful and we are praising you right now and glorifying you. We thank you for the opportunity to meet around your table to hear the historical account of the events of Holy Week. And Jesus, we are really in awe and humbled by the sacrifice that you gave for all of us. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you and we honor you. We love you and we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus our Savior. And now may you, who God loves and cherishes, may you hold dear Jesus in your heart, and may you and I depart in peace. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen.